at the introit of today's Mass, and again at the gradual, after Father sang the lesson, we heard that we have seen, we have received thy mercy, O Lord, in the midst of thy temple. How does that work? In the Holy Gospel, we read, Simeon, just and devout, was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was in him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Consolation. Who wouldn't like a bit of consolation today? To see his light, to hear his voice, to hold him in your arms, and to know that all is well. Simeon, just and devout, grew old looking for God's consolation, Israel's restoration, praying for the day that saw the Son of David, the Messiah, on the throne of his fathers. Not just for the glory of his people, Israel, but a light in a dark, harsh, unholy world, a light of revelation for all peoples, for the Gentiles. The Holy Ghost had promised Simeon, before your eyes close in death, you shall see him, the Lord's anointed, his Christ. And so he waited in God's house, the temple, day after day. He waited and he prayed to see the light just the once. The light that heralds redemption's dawn. And then the day came. Good Saint Joseph leading that little procession with our Blessed Lady and in her arms, Jesus Christ. 40 days after the light was born, Simeon asked, and he was promised, only to see him. But imagine the tender moment when he holds him, when the young mother gives him up for a moment into the cradle of the old man's arms. Consolation. Tears probably too. Old men weep easily. Hear the emotion welling up in his voice. Master, let me go. Lord, let thy servant depart in peace because I have seen him. I can depart now in peace. You have come to save your people. Consolation. Not how or when, but that didn't matter. All was well. A modern would probably say he knew then and there everything was going to be okay. He knew that it would happen. He believed, and that was enough. God knows your anguish, the secret stutters of your heart. He hears your prayers, and sometimes he finishes them for you. He knows you, and he still loves you. So let him console you. You're in his house today, and he, the divine Simeon, is waiting and watching for you. Did you ever light a candle before you leave church of a Sunday? A little extra, a consoling devotion. An offering you make, a match struck, and light. A little heartfelt prayer, and you're on your way, but the light of the candle stays and burns on before God's altar. That same God, in his Son, burns for you today, yearns to give himself to you, you who have come to offer your sacrifice this Sunday. He bids you to his table. Stay on for the feast, he invites. Today, in the house of the Lord, you will meet Jesus as a little frail wafer of bread to eye and to taste, as once Simeon held a baby. Unlikely ways to meet God, aren't they? But this is how he consoles. Consolation, the word, of course, comes from the Latin, and at its root it means consolo, with someone who is alone. For we are always alone in our sorrows. A bit like Jesus in the unreceived host put back in the tabernacle after communion, his sorrow. Sometimes after a sick call, the priest puts the golden pyx, the little locket, which still contains some hosts that were not distributed, back in the tabernacle because someone could not receive one of the sick for one reason or another. And it's always a sad sight for me to open a tabernacle and to see those unreceived communions. St. Therese says, Jesus does not come down from heaven every morning to remain in a golden ciborium, but to find another heaven, the heaven of our souls. He watches, he waits, he begs and pleads and prays and paces the pavement of the temple. He's looking for someone. That someone is you. He's waiting for something. Yes, he too, here today, is looking for consolation. How many treasures we lose for ourselves when we bypass the communion rail and forego his visit. He comes, the light of the world, to light up our dark little corner with salvation as well as consolation. How or when? He's not saying he's a little child, remember. He's an infant, and the word means not talking, the little Jesus in communion. But what a hug he gives us in the sacred host. Christ is then in you. And everything is going to be okay. Pause long enough to let it sink in, and then pray, Lord, let me go. Thy servant, to depart in peace, we have received this day thy mercy in the midst of thy temple. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.